Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Casey Hollins from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Casey, I understand you are going to give me a quick tutorial in making sure I get text alerts if there's a power outage in my area.
Yes. So one of the most important things that we can do is let you know what's going on if there's a power outage. So we have been sending outage text alerts for several years now, and we're in the process of upgrading that service. And with most upgrades, it's going to require you to sign up for that service again. But that step is very simple. What every member who wants to receive outage text alerts needs to know is that they will have to sign up in My REC Smart Hub. So we have almost 80,000 members who are using My REC Smart Hub today. And so for the other 80,000, we'd love for you to get signed up. If you don't already have My REC Smart Hub, you can create your online profile on the website. It's right there on our homepage. You just click the My REC Smart Hub button, and you'll need your REC electric account number, and that number is right there on your electric bill, and then you'll just go through some simple steps to get signed up for Smart Hub.
And what is the web address again?
It's myrec.coop. And then once you have Smart Hub, you can sign up for these outage text alerts either on the computer, on a website, or on the mobile app. We do have a really handy mobile app that gives you access to the same information right there at your fingertips. So the first thing I'm going to do is walk you through how to sign up for outage text alerts on your mobile app. So once you log in, you'll open it up. It'll pop up to the home screen, and down in the bottom right corner, you'll see the option to click for more. When you click for more, you'll click on the settings option. And there in the settings option is a button called Contact Methods. Click Contact Methods, and then right there, you'll be able to click on Phone. That's where you will add in your mobile phone number. Now, you can add in your mobile phone number. You can add in your spouse's mobile phone number. If you have an elderly relative that you want to make sure you can check in on, you can put a phone number in for them, whoever's phone number that you want to know about power outages at your residence. So you can add those numbers, and then there's a little slider and it says receive text messages. Make sure you check that. You'll click accept, and then you'll receive a verification code. You'll enter your verification code, and then you're all set.
Yeah, it took me less than 2 minutes when you walked me through it before we turned on the mic.
It's very simple. So on your mobile app, it's under Manage Contacts, and then click Contact Methods and go through those simple, easy steps. Now, if you're using Smart Hub on a computer or you don't have the app and you're logging in through the web address, from there is an online tab called Manage Notifications. So when you click on that feature, the option to manage contacts comes up. So you'll click Manage Contacts and you'll go through those same steps. Add in mobile phone numbers that you want to add. You can only add one at a time. You'll have to verify each of those phone numbers, and for every phone number that you enter, make sure you do check the box to receive text messages. You'll get the verification code just like you would from the mobile app, but once you have gone through that step and added the mobile number to Smart Hub, then you are signed up for outage text alerts. And once you're signed up, anytime that a power outage happens, you will get these notifications. And what's really great is because if you're at work and your power's out, then you'll know what's going on at your home. We'll send you outage notification for outages that are in your area. We'll send you you an outage notification letting you know when a crew has been assigned to your outage, when a crew is on site. And just keep in mind, on site might not mean in your backyard.
Right.
And we'll send you a notification when your power is restored with the cause as well. And when the crew arrives on site, we typically provide you with an estimated restoration time. So that really helps you to be able to plan. So if you are away from home and you know the power's out and it's close to dinner time, then you might decide that you want to pick up dinner on the way or make alternate arrangements to have dinner somewhere else. And in a major outage situation, we don't send these individual outage text alerts when we have 60,000 plus members without power. But what we can do and what we do is send out mass broadcast text messages. So it's great in both scenarios.
But the key is, like me, even if you had already signed up to get them, you have to go back in and re-sign up now. Yes. Because you're upgrading the system.
Yes, because we're upgrading the system. And after March, if you haven't gone through the steps to sign up for outage text alerts in SmartHub, then unfortunately you won't have that service any longer. If you don't do it before then, it doesn't mean you can't. You still can anytime. It just has to be done in SmartHub following the steps that we just talked about.
Great. Thank you, Casey.
All right. Thank you.